Hola, friends. The Tijuana and San Diego borderlands are brimming with captivating stories of people whose lives are shaped by the connection between Mexico and the U.S. On the Port of Entry podcast, we delve into those stories. Listen to Port of Entry wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Thursday, April 2nd. The Supreme Court is considering arguments over birthright citizenship. More on that next, but first, the headlines. CalFresh benefits are now at risk for thousands of San Diegans who rely on the food assistance program. As of yesterday, those who are in the U.S. without legal status, are refugees, or asylum seekers are no longer eligible for the program. Those who are current recipients will still be allowed to use their CalFresh cards, but will not be allowed to recertify. Local food banks are anticipating an increase in demand. Here's Carissa Casares with Feeding San Diego.
This is really potentially devastating for people who live on low incomes, you know, have relied on those benefits, need those benefits, and now all of a sudden are, you know, not going to have them and are going to have to fall into that nonprofit social safety net because the government's no longer going to be providing those benefits for them.
San Diego County estimates that this change will impact 13,000 people here. NASA's Artemis II mission launched yesterday afternoon from Florida's Kennedy Space Center and will splash down 9 days from now off the coast of San Diego. It's the first crewed lunar mission in more than 50 years. Four astronauts will travel thousands of miles beyond the moon before returning back to Earth. The journey will provide astronauts with views of the lunar far side. When the spacecraft splashes down, the U.S. Navy will be on hand with a ship out of Naval Base San Diego to recover the crew and the vessel. The mission is part of NASA's Artemis program, which has a goal of eventually establishing a sustained presence on the moon. For 40 days straight, the average price of a gallon of gas here increased every day. That streak ended yesterday when the price went down by a tiny bit to $5.94 a gallon. The average price of a gallon of regular gasoline saw an overall increase of $1.34 during this time. That's according to AAA and Oil Price Information Service. The head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy says that gas prices should fall, but are highly unlikely to go back to their pre-war levels for months. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hi, I'm Julia Dixon Evans, arts reporter and host of The Finest Podcast. For 65 years, KPBS has been at the heart of our local community, delivering trusted journalism, inspiring stories, and programming and events that capture the pivotal moments of San Diego's history. When you support KPBS, you become an important part of our story together. To donate to KPBS, visit kpbs.org/donate.
The Supreme Court yesterday heard arguments over restrictions to birthright citizenship. Reporter Alexander Wen says it could upend decades-long precedents on who qualifies for citizenship.
On his first day in office, Trump signed an executive order declaring that children born to parents who are in the United States unlawfully or temporarily are not U.S. citizens. University of San Diego School of Law Dean Robert Shapiro says the order upends the traditional understanding of who is a citizen, stemming from the 14th Amendment and the Supreme Court's ruling in United States v. Wong Kim Ark in 1898.
The state of California argued that even though Wong was born in the state because his parents did not have any kind of permanent status, that he was not a citizen. And the Supreme Court, with the language of the opinion, said that, oh, yes, he is a citizen.
That case was settled nearly 130 years ago, but now it's being dragged into the present with some of the same arguments being made. He says there could be a lot of implications for children of immigrants. An issue that was a concern for the justices at the Supreme Court. Their ruling is expected this summer. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
In other immigration-related news, Catholics gathered outside San Diego's federal courthouse yesterday to reaffirm their commitment to accompany migrants inside. Reporter Katie Heisen says that's despite what they describe as increased restrictions.
Outside San Diego's federal courthouse, dozens laid palm branches down the path migrants would walk inside. It's a Holy Week reenactment of how Jesus was welcomed into Jerusalem, where he faced trial before being crucified.
I had to take a stand.
Sister Francina Vivier volunteers accompanying migrants to their immigration hearings and interviews. She says many migrants come alone, without legal representation or family. Often, they speak limited English. Going in with them to the courtroom didn't used to be an issue with staff. But she says restrictions have tightened in recent weeks. She's asked to wait outside the courtroom, sometimes for half an hour. And on the second floor, where interviews and detentions take place,
I was asked to leave, and if I didn't, I would be escorted out by federal police.
She says one volunteer received a citation. Bishop Michael Pham reaffirmed the church's commitment to continue coming anyway.
We are not going away.
The Executive Office for Immigration Review didn't immediately answer KPBS's questions about these restrictions. Katie Heisen, KPBS News.
Easter is around the corner, and KPBS is out with a list of events celebrating the holiday. Anchor Debbie Cruz sat down with producer Riley Arthur to give you ideas for your upcoming holiday weekend.
Hi, Riley. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Debbie. Thanks for having me.
You put a list of Easter events together for KPBS.org. What stood out to you on this list?
I was really impressed by the variety of events all over the county. There's really something for everyone.
And I'm curious, how do you plan to celebrate Easter?
So I don't have firm plans yet, but I am very tempted to sign up for the Flower Basket Arrangement Workshop at the Flower Fields at Carlsbad Ranch. But it might be a hard sell for my husband.
Oh, wow. It sounds like a great event.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get more into the events. What are some free things to do for the holiday this year?
Yeah, so the Hilton Bayfront is hosting an Easter egg hunt and a chance to snap photos with the Easter Bunny. They have a puppy petting zoo in partnership with Helen Woodward Animal Center. And most parishes have free Easter events following Easter service, like the First Methodist Church in San Diego or New Break Church Terra Santa campus. They're all hosting these Easter egg activities for kids. So there's a good chance whatever parish you go to probably has an Easter event.
And Easter brunch is very popular. Any recommendations for that?
Easter brunch is one of the biggest brunch days of the year, so book your reservations now. For a classic Easter brunch, you can't go wrong with the Hotel Del Coronado, Arlo, or the South Coast Winery. For something a little different, you can go for a brunch cruise on the harbor with City Cruises or Flagship Cruises. And for music lovers, you can check out the House of Blues. They're having a gospel brunch, and tickets are still available, but they are selling fast.
So what are some other options beyond the typical egg hunt and brunch?
So Belmont Park is hosting a K-pop stars dance sing-along with real K-pop stars in person. The Flower Fields at Carlsbad Ranch is hosting an immersive Easter sound healing experience with Shelley Reef. Think therapy harps and crystal alchemy bowls.
I hear you also have a few artsy events to recommend. Tell me about those.
Yeah, I would say go to the DIY Wooden Sign Craft Workshop at Santee Lakes Recreational Preserve or the Makers Arcade's Spring Fair at Balboa Park, which will host local artisans selling homemade crafts. And you can also get pet portraits with the Easter Bunny at Parkway Plaza if you have a photogenic pet. Mine happens to hate posing for photos.
Oh, yeah. Mine doesn't like it very much either. You mentioned a lot of great family events. Any specifically tailored to adults without kids?
There are several bars hosting unique events. Ballast Point Brewing, Little Italy, is hosting an adults-only Easter egg kegs and history scavenger hunt around Little Italy with prizes for the winners. Wild Hare at Gas Lamp is hosting a hop, sip, and bloom event with April Spritz specials, a jewelry pop-up, and adoptable bunnies from Talia's Tales, which sounds fun. Mm-hmm. And there's a spring cookie decorating class at Society Brewing Company. They'll provide the materials, and you can decorate cookies while sipping microbrews. El Chacon is actually hosting a Bad Bunny-themed brunch, and it's a sing-along.
Well, those all sound like a lot of fun. Thank you, Riley, and happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Debbie.
That was web producer Riley Arthur speaking to anchor Debbie Cruz. You can find the full list of events and activities on our website, kpbs.org. To Two San Diego middle schoolers have won first place in a C-SPAN competition for documentary filmmaking. Penner fellow Emmy Burris talked to the winners about their focus on the Declaration of Independence and No King's Day protests.
Harper Hayden and Helena De La Huse are eighth graders at Correa Middle School. Their first place documentary focuses on connections between today's No King's Day protest and the country's founding.
If you think about it, the Declaration of Independence was a No Kings movement in and of itself. It was the American colonists saying that they wanted to cut their ties with Britain and that they didn't want to be ruled by a monarchy.
That was Hayden. She spent months interviewing, finding footage, and editing, along with her partner, De La Huse.
We want to make sure that people are aware of their rights, that not the government, no one can take their rights away from them. And also, everybody has the freedom of speech. Everybody has the freedom to protest.
Hayden and De La Huse made their documentary in a class at Correa Middle School. This is their second year entering the competition. Emmy Burris, KPBS News.
This story is part of KPBS continuing history coverage ahead of the 250th anniversary of the United States this July 4th. The students' documentary titled This Is What Democracy Looks Like will air on C-SPAN April 17th. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
This year's GI Film Festival San Diego takes place May 6th through 8th and is sponsored by Creative Forces Community Engagement Grants, part of the National Endowment for the Arts Creative Forces Initiative in partnership with Mid-America Arts Alliance. Festival details at gifilmfestivalsd.org.